Hi, I'm Rose, and I'm with you again today, and this is Clear Vision with me, clear vision of the Lord, clear vision of His Word, and clear vision of how we talk. We're going to talk about what you say and how you say it. You've always heard that it's not what you say, but how you say it. Well, it is what you say. It's very much what you say. And it also is how you say it. So we're going to get into the Word right now and get into our scriptures on Isaiah 43:18 and learn how to not only stop talking crazy, but stop saying things that have nothing to do with anything in your life today. They have nothing to do with it. And I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision. We're going to pray ourselves into this message. Father, we thank you right now that you give us praise. You give us your glory. You give us your honor. You give us the privilege to trust you. I praise you, Father, that you're going to reveal yourself in this message greater today than ever before. And Father, you're a God of love and fun and laughing and saying things clearly and simply. And that's what we're going to hear today. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for the privilege to praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, let's look at Isaiah 43:18 first. That tells us to let things go in the past. We've got to stop saying things that bring up past things. We've got to stop saying things that bring hurt and harm into our lives. And God clearly said it in Proverbs 18:21 before we get to Isaiah 43. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it will eat the fruit of it for death or life. You are snared with the words of your mouth. How many times have you said something that you wished you hadn't said? How many times have you not said something you wish you had have said? And how many times have you said things that just really don't matter to anything, which are the past? So Isaiah 43:18 says, forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago. I know everybody watching this broadcast today has a past. I have an amazing past. Not only a blessed, amazing past, but a past of many sorrows and griefs that the enemy tried to bring on me to challenge God through me. And I know you've had the same past, many of you. I haven't met anybody yet that hasn't got something happening in their lives now because of their past. Well, how did that happen? Because we keep talking about it. We nurse what we say like a dying child. That's almost funny when you think about it, but that's how we do it. We nurse it. And the way you learn how to talk and speak the right things is you start paying attention to what you're hearing. If you hear something and then you speak it, if you hear it, you're going to speak it. But if you hear it and then speak it, which you're going to do, then you're going to be living in it. Because we all get what we say. We get what we say. God created us and began the whole process of His Bible and us as creation in His Word that says, God said. That's Genesis 1. God said, God said, God said, God said. So we're going to talk about saying what God says today and stop saying what we say when it's not what He says. That's kind of a tongue-tie thing, but, you know, I'm a country girl, and I can talk that way. And I just trust that you'll be hearing it the way that God wants you to hear it, plain and simple. God's a plain and simple God, beloved. He's not complicated. He doesn't have great, big, deep mysteries that we have to figure out. And what are we going to do about this, and how are we going to do that? And, oh, if it's God's will, How many times do I hear that in the ministry of the television and in the ministry of Rose Ministries and all the other ministries God's got us doing? I hear, oh, I'll do that if it's God's will. Well, beloved, God's got a whole book on His will. He wrote it specifically, and He wrote it exactly, and it expresses, every page expresses His will. And we can bottom line that with this one statement. God's will is that you be blessed. God's will is that you be honoring Him. God's will is that you know that He loves you. God's will is that you know that you love Him. God's will is that you love other people. That's just bottom line. There's not much left. You could just study on that for the rest of your life and have a whole lot, have most of it. But let's learn how to talk now. Let's learn to quit talking about the past. Quit talking and hearing about the past. In the morning, before your precious feet touch the floor from bed, lay there in your bed and say, Father, I praise You today. I praise You that You love me. I praise You that today is the day You made for me to rejoice and be glad. I like to translate that this way in my Kentucky Mountain Italian way. Today's your bubble bath, banana split, hot dog, hamburger, anything you want day. Isn't that awesome? And every day is that day. Today is the day the Lord made for you to rejoice and be glad. First, praise Him that He's joyful and generous in your life. Praise Him. Give Him glory and honor. Speak out those praises to Him. Give Him worship. Tell Him you love Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for loving you. Now you've set your day. That's what's happened. You've set your day before your feet ever touch the floor. Then you go through your day and you pick up on it in the middle of the day. And then you go on through the rest of the day and you get to the evening. And now you're going to go to bed. And so what are you going to do before you go to bed? Have a big fight with somebody? I hope not. But that's what people do. They get in the end of the day, they've had a hard day, or they've had a difficult day, or they've had a confusing day, or they've had a day wishing that yesterday was still around, or wishing yesterday never happened. And then they go get ready for bed, and they've had a big fight all day with theirself. God wants to free you. He already freed you. He wants you to know you're free. He wants you free from yourself, free from others, and free from disagreeing with Him. That's what He wants. That's His will. God's will is to give you a life beyond your dreams, blessed in every way. Blessed when you get up, blessed when you sit down, blessed when you go out, blessed when you come in, blessed when you need, back in the Bible days, they needed dough and stuff in kneading troughs, they called them. But dough, we have what we call dough bowls in Kentucky. And that's the way the dough was handled to make the bread. He wants you blessed when you make your bread, when you make your living, you make your life, when you live the life blessed that He gave you. He wants you blessed. God wants you honoring and worshiping Him. And being blessed honors and worships Him. Complaining, arguing, frustrated, grumbling, complaining, criticizing, damning. Oh, my goodness, I hear so many people damning everything nowadays. But that's the way they think. That's the way they hear. And all you have to do to hear some of that's turn the television on. It's the biggest time of people saying the world's going to hell. No, it isn't. The world isn't going anywhere. God isn't going to destroy the world again. The world isn't going to collapse and fall apart, and you're going to fall apart with it. The world is God's creation, and He promised after the flood He would never, ever destroy the earth again. So if you read the Word and you see the Word and you know what the Word says, you know that God has great plans for this earth. Plans to not fix it, but to increase it and to to bring it, he's bringing it back to the place he created it in the Garden of Eden, a place of divine, a life of divine living, of divine talking, of divine thinking. And God wants you to know, you can halt the crippling enemy talk. Halt the crippling enemy talk, beloved. Stop speaking frustration. Stop speaking defeat. Stop speaking failure, despair, grief, sorrow, sickness, diseases, stress, depression, suicide. Stop speaking death. I was so excited. Yesterday I was in a CVS pharmacy, and that's a good little plug for them. And a lady came in that I've known for many years, almost probably 30 years. She said, "Rose, I saw you come in the store, and I had to find you. I just knew I had to find you." And she said, "Did you hear about my husband?" I said, "No, honey, I haven't heard anything. What's going on?" And she said, "Well, he was on medication that affected him last fall from an accident. And he just got so discouraged and depressed that he went out into the shed out back and hung himself." I said, "No, no, and no again. Yes, it happened. Yes, it's real. But no, it should not have happened. No. Medications, talking, hearing, thinking, acting, defeated, discouraged. That's not how we're supposed to live. Dear one, we're supposed to live in the glory and presence of God." And I'm kind of looking over here at my little time clock. I'm going to move that, Nate, after a few minutes, because I don't want to look over here and see it. I want to look out here and see it. But we're going to break here in a few minutes, and then I'll come back and we'll talk some more about forgetting, how to talk about the past, to forget it. The past can be great. You may have been a football player that won every game you ever played in with the NFL. Well, that was 20 years ago. Okay? It's over. I did things in my past that were tremendous, but they're over. And now God's doing things today, right now, and has things planned for the future. So we're going to be right back in a minute. You stay with me, and we'll hear more about how. How do you stop saying things that are negative and crippling for your life? How do you stop talking crazy? I'll see you in just a minute. I love you so much.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days of championing you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Thank you for staying with me. I'm so happy we're being together today, and the product that you saw offered there, I want you to write down that after we get through this next segment, and we'll show it to you again, and I'll talk about it at the end. But I want to be able to send you things that bless you and keep you honoring God and being honored by Him and honoring other people and honoring yourself, loving yourself. So let's get on with our message continuation here of how the things we say are deadly, either deadly to us or a blessing to us. They're either deadly to those we love, or they're a blessing to those we love. If you talk fear, doubt, worry, unbelief, Anger, hate, unforgiveness, selfishness, struggle, bitterness, those are deadly, dark, negative, crippling names. And they're names that will take you into the depths of despair. They'll take you into the depths of frustration. They're names that if you speak, they'll take you into the depths of sorrow and grief. And finally, you'll go into sickness and disease, and you'll go into depression. There is no need for that. Stop talking crazy. And I've got a little book here. I'm going to talk about it in a minute, but stop talking crazy, talk love, because it tells you about the power of life and death being in your mouth. And then it says in Romans 4:17, God spoke words of the non-existent things that he foretold and promised as if they already existed. He called those things which be not as though they were. He said things that weren't as though they are. And that made them come into pass. When you were not even born, God was speaking about knowing you. In Psalm 139, and we'll get into that scripture at another message and broadcast, but God says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, and I formed you marvelous and intricately. God said, and he wants us to say what he said. And I asked him, I said, Lord, how long before Psalms 139, before my mother's womb, did you know me? And he said, how about before Genesis rose? Wow, God knew you and me and his whole creation before the Bible. He knew us before the universes. See, God has always been. Always been, always will be, always is. There is no beginning and end to God. He always was. And he had you in his heart before he ever formed you. And formed you in your mother's womb. Those are the kind of things God wants you to say. That's what he wants you to talk about. He wants you to know that dark, slimy thoughts, dark, slimy hearing takes you to dark, slimy talking. Huh? Yes, it does. Look around. Look at all the dark, negative things that are being said on news broadcasts and by people to people and just in every way. I mean, you just stand in a checkout line. Just do anywhere you go. Dark, slimy, critical, damning, condemning, crippling things. And these names spoken are trained. These words spoken, they're trained to torture. To torture. These negative, crippling, slimy words, they're trained to torture you. Torture you. And to steal, to destroy romantic love in your life, to destroy joy in your life, to destroy peace in your life, to kill you, to steal, kill, and destroy your loved ones. Words hurt. It's also been said, words can never hurt me. Stones can hurt me. No, uh-uh. No, words can kill you. Words are killing things now. Satan uses them. And all destroying words, all suggested dark, negative, crippled, cursing, slimy thoughts breed what I call destroying invaders. And destroying invaders come to destroy and torture you. And they all go to a training camp. I call it the destroying, torture and training camp. And they're trained by the enemy. They're trained to injure you. They're trained to invade your natural thinking mind. You've got two minds, your natural thinking mind and your spirit mind of Christ. And your spirit mind of Christ doesn't think like this. So when you hear these torturing words come into your mind, that didn't even come from you. It came from the destroying, torturing invaders, I call them. Demons, little demon buddies of Satan. Because he sends these things to kill, steal, and destroy in your life. So, let's just remember. You have the ability, you have the authority to choose every breath what you're going to say. I used to say a whole lot of wrong things. Because wrong hearing leads to wrong thinking, and wrong thinking leads to wrong speaking, and wrong speaking leads to wrong living. Amen? And I used to say some of the worst, negative, hateful, worry, complain, oh me, what am I going to do? Why this? Why that? Why couldn't? Why not? When, if, things. And the Lord told me one time, he said, sit down, Rose, and don't talk if you can't say what I say. Just sit down over there and don't talk anymore. Everybody was happy in the ministry. Everybody in my family was happy. They weren't going to hear me criticize anymore. They weren't going to hear me complain anymore. I lived 23 years as a miserable Christian, complaining, criticizing, finding fault, damning, condemning, woe is me in all ever breath. I don't do it anymore. I choose to not do it anymore. Change your hearing, changes your thinking. Change your hearing, change your thinking, changes your talk, and will change your life. If you're around people that talk like that, let's just remember, write down Deuteronomy 30:19. I'm looking at it on my computer here in the new book we're getting ready to release. 1 Corinthians 2:16 and 1 Corinthians 13. Hear his spirit fused alive in your spirit. Think joy with your healthy, wise mind of Christ. Think love with your victorious Jesus. Think and talk and live speaking his wisdom words. Think and speak his love, and then you'll live his love. Beloved, God wants you to live his love, not just know it or know about it or think about it. He wants you to live it. Live every breath in it. Choose to live every breath in the love of God. It's an amazing way to live, I can guarantee you. And I can tell you that God will daily renew and retrain your natural thinking mind with his word. I know it because he did it with me. I know it because I've seen him do it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands. Write in, call in this ministry and tell us. That word changed my life. And my speaking that word has changed my life. It will change your life. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 17, and 1 Peter 2, 24 tells us when you hear, you think, you speak, God healed you. That's what those scriptures say. God healed you. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You speaking, he is healing with Jesus, you'll see your healing. You'll see his healing power forever in your life. Facebook, oh my gosh, turn it on and listen to every diagnosis imaginable. People know more about diagnosis and diseases than they do about the Lord. And it's terrible. I'm laughing because it's almost to the funny stage. How does somebody that's a teacher in a high school can give you all the ins and outs of, I can't even say the names of diseases and things. And I won't speak them. You hearing and thinking and speaking God's inspired royal love word brings you to his royal victory answers. And let me tell you something. God has the answers to questions the world hasn't even asked yet. We have unlimited God. Unlimited God. When he answered me that he knew me before Genesis, before creation, that's unlimited God talking, beloved. That's unlimited God. And he wants us to live unlimited with him. Unlimited speaking about him. Unlimited speaking out loud. Love and goodness and kindness and gentleness and joy and peace and calm. All the great things of him. Speak them. Speak the thing. Well, I don't feel like that, Rose. I don't feel like that. Well, your feelings are real, honey, but they're not the truth when they disagree with God. He's the truth. Somebody asked me in one of the services of the ministry church the other day, said, how do you know this is the only true religion, only true faith, or God is real? How do you know? I said, because he said so. He said he is. And I agree with it. That's how I know. It's not complicated, is it? I want you to remember when you see the offer at the end of the program, we're offering you this is it book. Write in, call in, fly in, walk in, do anything you want. Get this book. It's 8 powerful principles of God and how you can live an excellent life with Him and what you're to do it and what He said about it. So get this book. We're going to offer you Stop Talking Crazy. Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love, and stop saying things that have nothing to do with anything. And then we're going to offer you the little 30 days, the Champion in You. Am I holding that up right, Nate? The little 30 days, the Champion in You book. 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of a praise prayer. We want you blessed. Honey, we want you blessed here. So call and order those books and sow your seed. We don't sell anything. We offer it to you to bless you, and then I teach you how to sow and reap. I'm going to sow the word into you, and I'm going to teach you how to reap it. And I'm going to teach you how to sow your finances and sow your joy, sow your calm, sow your peace, sow everything. I love you so much. Believe me, I wouldn't be here if I didn't. I love you, and I'll see you next time. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.